He was a teammate of both Roy Halladay and Mariano Rivera, and I guess by extension, Mike Mussina as well. And I think it was with Mussina. Paul Quantrill joins us on Baseball Central. You were a teammate with Mussina, right? My brain's foggy this morning.
Yeah, mine's a little foggy too, Jeff. But yes, I was teammates with both of those two, and with the Yankees, and actually, they were locker mates, right on each side of me.
Okay.
So got to play pretty well.
Any similarities between Mariano and Roy? I know different backgrounds, and obviously one guy's a starting pitcher, the other guy's a dominant closer. But in terms of preparation, demeanor, Paul, were there similarities between the two of them?
I think so. I think that both very professional, especially Roy, when he refound himself and, you know, kind of found his way of, you know, dismissing the rest of the world on the days he pitched and finding his way. Roy was exceptional at that, the best I've ever seen. Mariano had a real subtle way of doing it, but he was just always happy and ready to pitch, but a real pro. You never knew if Mariano pitched poorly or he pitched great, which 90% of the time or 98% of the time was great, you wouldn't know the difference. And Roy was very much like that, too, because he was focused on his day in lockdown.
Yeah, Paul, who was the biggest competitor? You may have just answered that, but I played with Roy. And I can tell you this, Roy was the one guy that would hate you for an hour and 45 minutes. And then when it was over, it was like I wait 4 or 5 more days to hate you again for an hour and 45 minutes. Who was the bigger competitor?
That's great. You put it best, Kevin. Doc was that guy. Doc would even, when I talked to, I knew Doc as a young man. And so I would run across guys over the years and that played with Doc that were actually scared of him or almost intimidated by Roy. And that would make me chuckle because I knew him as a kid. And yet he really was like that when he pitched. He locked down. Even as a teammate, you'd think he didn't like you. But
yeah,
that was his way of getting big league game. And you know how difficult the game is. So that was Roy's way. On the other hand, Mariano, he just is happy all the time, warm up in the bullpen and just go in and, you know, kick some ass. He was just pretty easy going about it.
The thing that always amazed me about Mariano, there's several things that amazed me about Mariano. The fact that he threw the cutter, and he just threw the cutter and he'd break bat. I remember Vernon Wells, he would tell some, he used to have some hellacious at-bats with Mariano, and you'd talk to Vernon after the game, and he would just, he could talk to you for 20 minutes about the battle he had with Mariano. Anybody ever ask him, Paul, or did he ever tell you how the hell you managed to throw one pitch and get everybody out all the time?
I asked him. We were standing in our lockers one day, and he had just dominated as usual. And I simply asked him, where did you get that cutter and how do you throw it? And he paused for a second, looked at me, and he said it was a gift from God. And I gave him a little smile and a, you know, grinned at him. And he said, this is how I hold it and throw it. But I throw it and it cuts. I don't know why. It's a gift from God. I looked at him and I was nodding, but he knew that there was a little bit of, I was a little, that was a different answer than I expected.
Anyway. Yes.
And so he looked right back at me and Mariano said, where did you get that sinker, Q? And I didn't have an answer. I said, it's a gift from God, Mo. Because those of us that pitch, like, I can't not make a ball sink. He can't make a ball not cut. It's just natural cut for him. He does throw it a certain way, but it always cut every single time. And my final, I ended that story with, I looked at him, I said, God gave you a better gift than he gave me. So that was the end of that.
Hey, Paul, could you ask Roy about pitching? Could you sit down and say, Roy, can you tell me how to pitch ahead in the count? Would he give you an answer for that? Would he give you a good conversation about pitching?
He did, but not as a young guy. As a young guy, he just, I think he was more, he just went out, he competed, went with his catcher most of the time, but really had a feel for his pitches and just getting people out. When Doc got older, when he was around us with the Blue Jays, when we were coaching or just giving a little speech or talk to the to young players, Roy was fantastic, talking shop, one of the best. Because Doc, he kept things very, very simple, both in his own mind and about how he approached things and the way he articulated that. And a wonderful guy to talk to about pitching, because throughout his career, and I think this is true for most of us, we almost learn more in with retrospect and once we've retired and looking at our body of work and what do we really do well. And I think Roy was at a very good stage where he was just an interesting guy to talk to because he always simplified the way he went about his pitching. And I think that's important for young players.
Yeah, Shai Davidi's written a piece on Sportsnet.ca about Roy. And one of the things that to me that really stands out to me about him, Paul, and as the father of a major league pitcher, I'm particularly interested in your point of view on this. And one of the things Shai said is, it's not just the way the game is played now and the way the game is pitched now, but you look at maybe Verlander, Scherzer, and it's hard to see where the next Roy Halladay is going to come from because in his own way, I think Roy's one of those guys, Paul, that as the years go on, the legend's going to grow a bit, like Nolan Ryan. You know how Nolan Ryan has sort of, I mean, if you mention Nolan Ryan to somebody, if I say so-and-so throws like Nolan Ryan and acts like Nolan Ryan, I know exactly what I'm getting. Same thing with Roy. Can you see that happening as the years go on where Roy kind of gets that legend even grows more?
I think so. I think because Roy was that guy who was so steady, but from a public perception, even a team against him or an opponent or even within, Doc had the way he carried himself was frankly, it was almost scaring to teammates and to guys when he, like Kevin said earlier, when he put on the gear for the day he was going to pitch, he didn't talk to anyone. He was very, almost cold. And that's how I always looked at Nolan Ryan when I was a kid, looking up at him and watching pitching against him and just going, wow, this guy's like he's a cowboy. He's a gunslinger. He's Doc Halladay. And so very much the two are a lot of similarities in the way they carried themselves and almost the intimidation on the mound. So certainly I think that could happen.
Paul, where do you think Roy ranks in the history of baseball as a starting pitching? I think we know where Rivera ranks, the best closer in the history of baseball. Where do you think Roy ranks?
I'd say for Roy's generation, he's in the top 5%, 3%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the best of the best. I mean, he did everything. I mean, every year he was good. Every year he competed. Even at his worst, he was better than most. And I think that's one thing. He also, throwing the perfect game, the no-hitters. He did all the things that would add up to saying he's a very, very special one. Not a top guy, not even just a Hall of Famer. He's an elite Hall of Famer, I think.